首先，我要先说明一下。
Firstly, I have something to clarify.
我跟你同样是一个人。
Our brother and us are same. It's a human.
我不是神。
I'm not a God.
只有神是无所不知的。
Only God is all-knowing.
人所知道的非常有限。
That man is limited to what we can know.
我不但不是无所不知。
Not only that, I cannot know everything.
我是会常常犯错误的。
I also can make mistakes quite often.
有一年我带着一群中国大陆家庭教会的领袖们在主面前闭关。
And so, a few years ago, I was leading a group of leaders from the China family church, and together we had a time of closed fellowship.
我们一起来学怎么传讲神的话。
Together we're learning how to share God's word.
好像彼得给我们的命令。
Just as Peter has also given us a commandment.
如果有讲道的。
If anyone wants to preach,
必须是根据神的圣言来讲。
They must be preached according to the word of God.
不是根据我的感动来讲。
We should not preach according to what you are moved by.
那在那一次的训练里面，
And during that period of training,
其中有一段经文，
There was a portion of scripture that was used.
好几位起来分享的弟兄都犯了同样的错误。
For a number of brothers that stood up to share from that portion, they all make the same mistake.
他们对有一段圣经的理解，是用人的眼光去理解那段圣经，而不是根据那段圣经上下文和神的眼光去理解。
For the way they interpret that portion of the Bible was not based on the context of that portion, but was using from man's perspective to interpret.
所以当第一个人讲完的时候，我就说出来，你这个是错的。
And so when the first brother had finished sharing, I say, your sharing is wrong.
第二个讲起来讲又是同样的错。
And the second brother sharing was making the same mistake.
第三个还是同样的错。
And then the third also making the same mistake.
我说你们怎么会错到一块去了？
I said, why do you all make the same mistake?
他们最后就说，刘弟兄。
And so at the end, they told me, say, Brother Peter.
15年前你讲过这篇道。
15 years ago, you were sharing from this portion of the Bible.
你就是这么讲的。
That was how you share from the interpret that portion of the Bible.
我们是照你讲的来讲。
And so we actually share according to how you share this portion of the Bible.
你怎么可以说我们错得离谱？
And how can you say that we all make the same mistake?
No, you're terribly wrong.
You're terribly wrong.
我说因为15年前我错得离谱。
So I told them because 15 years ago I have made a terrible mistake.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以你要记得，
Please remember this.
我在神的面前，
As our brother is before God,
我愿意尽我最大的努力把正确的答案跟你们分享。
I will give my best to share the answer with you.
但是因为我不是无所不知，
And because I'm not all-knowing,
但是我不是不会犯错。
And also, it's not that I will not make mistake.
你听完了我给你的回答。
So after you have heard my answers for you,
你要做一件很重要的事情。
You must do one important thing.
你要学皮迪亚人。
You need to learn the beliefs at Pedidia.
皮利亚人听到彼得跟他们讲道，哦，对不起，听到保罗跟他们讲道。
After they heard what Paul was speaking to them,
他们欢欢喜喜的领受
，and they were received with joy.
这个是谦卑的态度
，and that is an attitude of humility.
但是他们回家以后呢
？But after they went home.
他们天天查考圣经
，and daily they were reading the Bible, examining the Bible.
要知道保罗讲的道是与不是
，they want to know whether what Paul have shared with them was right or wrong.
所以，请你要学他们
，so please learn from them.
回去好好的查考圣经。
After you went back, went and examined the Bible yourself.
好好的祷告。
And then also pray carefully before God.
求神光照你。
Let the light of God shine upon you.
让你真知道他。
So that you can know him in reality.
我常常讲，没有一个问题是不重要的问题。
I always said, there's not one question is not important.
也没有一个问题是不好的问题。
Also, there's no question is not good enough.
It's not a good question.
It's not a good question.
但是有许多的答案是不重要的。
But a lot of answer is actually not important.
也有许多的答案是不好的。
And maybe some of the answer is not good enough. Not good.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So please, may God have mercy upon us.
当我们一同来回答这些提出问题的弟兄姐妹的时候
when we come together to provide an answer to the brothers and sisters that have asked these questions,
我们还要求圣灵来帮助我们。
We're also asking that the Holy Spirit will help us.
因为我们的时间非常有限。
Because our time is limited.
我真不知道我能够回答几题。
I'm not sure how many questions I'm able to answer.
如果不小心你的问题没有回答到
For any chance that I did not answer your question,
我再说
I will repeat.
不是你的问题不重要
It's not because your question is not important.
也不是你的问题是不好的问题
And it's not that your question is not good.
是神没有给我们机会来听到那个不重要的答案和可能不好的答案。
It's because God did not give us the opportunity to hear the answer that is not good and may not be important for you.
我手上我回答我稍微整理了一下，我整理是根据纸张的大小和字数。
And so our brother has done a bit of sorting of the questions, and he's sorting according the smaller questions at the top with less words at the top.
如果你有很大的纸
，if you have written so much on the paper,
然后又写了很多的字
，and then you've written so many words,
我就排在后面一点。
It's likely that your questions will be towards the end.
我是一个福音朋友
I'm a gospel friend.
常常听到教会里面的人做见证的时候说
I'm so often when I heard the testimony during the gospel meeting at the church and say this.
他们听到神对他们说了什么什么
They all heard what God has spoken to them.
我很想知道
I really want to know.
真的有神说话的声音吗
Do you really can hear God speaking to you in his voice.
神真的会跟你说话吗
Does God really speak to you?
还是那些人自己心里的一厢情愿的幻想呢
Or maybe just because all those that are giving testimony, this is their dream that they have heard the voice.
无论你是弟兄还是姐妹
Whether you are a brother or sister.
我都要说你是一个非常有智慧的人。
I have to say, you are a very wise person.
因为绝大部分的时候
Because most of the time,
那些跟你讲他听到神说话的人大概都是自己想的。
And a lot of them who told you they have heard God spoken to them, at least likely they have actually come that within themselves.
因为我们心里有一个极强烈的渴望。
Because there's a very strong desire within ourselves.
我们就一直祷告，一直祷告，一直祷告。
And then we're there, pray again and again.
然后我们常常就会以为神跟我们说了什么。
And then we will feel that God must have spoken something to me.
在我帮助婚姻中受苦的弟兄姐妹中的例子。
In some example, we have helped couples that have difficulty in the marriage.
90%的姐妹在婚前百分百的确定是神安排的，神预备的，神跟他说的，神有很多的印证的，最后被打得半死的。
And so there's almost 90% of the sisters, before their marriage, they're 100% sure that God have given them the proof, the evidence, and they're sure within themselves that the husband they're going to marry.It was arranged by God. But yet, at the end, they were the ones that suffered close to death.
因为在近代的教会里面,
because in the modern church,
我们非常强调幸福家庭的重要。
And we emphasize that we need to submit the importance of marriage, of family.
我们觉得婚姻是神给人极大的祝福。
We believe that marriage is God's great blessing to men.
这是真的。
And this is true.
但是当我们过分强调家庭、强调婚姻的时候
，But when we overemphasize about family and about marriage,
我们却忽略了神常常给一些人单身的祝福。
And we almost neglect that quite often God have called some to remain single.
而这些单身的祝福绝对不是二等公民。
And those that are blessed with being single is not a second-class citizen.
但是今天在中国人的文化里面有一个词叫剩女。
Because in the Chinese culture, that was a term that called as a...
Leftover girls.
A leftover girl.
没有人要的女孩子。
It's a woman that no one wanted.
我碰到这样的姐妹，我常常告诉她们。
And when I met such sister, I always tell them.
你不是剩女。
You are not the one that's left over.
你是因为真的很好，没有什么男人配得上你。
It's because you are so good that there's not a man good enough to match you.
但是很可怜，大部分的姐妹不懂这个。
But it's pity that not many sisters would understood this.
结果她旁边的人这个订婚了，那个结婚了。
And they see many of the friends around them, they already engaged or married.
她就拼命祷告。
And so she will forcefully took prayer.
然后神迹就出现了。
And then there was God's miracle happened.
他又听到声音。
And she have heard another voice.
他又看到很多的印证。
And she also found a lot of proof.
最后他陷入无可挽回的悲剧。
And at the end, she fallen into a tragedy that cannot be recovered.
说了这么多。
And after saying so much,
不是讲神今天不跟我们说话。
I'm not saying that God will not speak to us today.
神说话有目的。
Because when God speaks, there is a purpose.
神说话有方法。
For God has His way of speaking to us.
我们千万不要以为你嫁给谁，或者是你换一个什么工作，对着神的国度有那么重要。
Don't feel that when you marry someone or when you change a job, it's significant in God's kingdom.
所以神要来亲自跟你说话。
And so that God has to personally come to speak to you.
圣经里面每一次神亲自跟人说话 都是关乎神救恩历史国度发展的重要关键。
For in the Bible, we can see the example when God personally speaking to someone is something really important regarding his kingdom and also his plan of salvation.
所以不要太相信别人说、哦、神跟我打电话。
And so don't really believe when they say God have called them.
年轻人说神给我发 text.
And then the young people say God sent me the text.
一样的意思。
Same meaning.
大概都是错的。
And most of the time, it's not right.
但是神今天会不会跟每一个孩子说话呢？
But would God today speaking to someone?
当然会。
Of course, God can.
哪有一个爱自己孩子的爸爸不跟他沟通的呢？
Now, how come a father that loved his own children will not talk to his own children?
但是神用什么方法跟我们沟通？
But what way does God use to talk to us?
不对啊，这个。这个时间过得太快。
It's not right. Time flees fast.
如果你到 YouTube 去找我讲过的食堂系列的课程
，If you go to YouTube and search up what our brother has shared in 10 messages，
如何明白神的引领
？How to understand God's leading？
那就是告诉你神怎么跟你说话。
And in there, the content tells you how God would speak to you.
如果你不喜欢花那么多时间看 YouTube,
if you don't want to spend that time to listen to the message on YouTube,
我不知道上面的书摊是不是还有一本如何明白神的引领这本书。
I'm not sure whether the desk at the top, whether they still have this book, or how to understand God's leading.
总结一下。
In summary,
神会对你说话。
Yes, God can speak to you.
是用他的方法。
But using his way.
不是你想象的方法。
And not using the way you dream up with.
为什么我对神的救赎没有什么感恩呢？
This question is that, how come I do not feel any thankfulness in receiving the salvation?
薄饼聚会为什么没有感动呢？
And during the breaking of bread, I'm just not moved to pray.
最凄惨的是为什么我对主的再来可是没有一点的盼望？
And the most terrible thing is that I have no desire of wait looking for the return of the Lord Jesus.
你好像我们教会的一个年轻人。
You're very similar to a young man in the church our brother gathers.
他说 Peter 叔叔啊
And brought Uncle Peter.
求求你了
I plead with you.
不要祷告求主耶稣快一点来
Can you stop praying to ask the Lord to return quickly?
他不可以太快来
He shouldn't come back too quickly.
我还没有结婚呢
Because I haven't got married yet.
我不知道你是弟兄还是姐妹。
I'm not sure whether you're a brother or sister.
如果你是你刚才自己所描写的这种状况。
If you are in the same situation as that young brother,
最大的可能性
then the most likely
是你不是真认识神的救恩。
Maybe you have not fully understood the salvation of God.
很可能你信的是基督教。
Maybe what you believe in is the Christianity.
而不是基督。
And not Christ himself.
因为当基督的生命在你里面的时候。
Because when the life of Christ comes into you.
这个生命它有一个很大的特点。
And this life has a very special character.
他对着神的爱会有回应。
He will always respond to the love of God.
我没有信耶稣的时候。
Before I believe in the Lord Jesus.
我也为了一些特殊的理由去教会。
I also have my own reason to go to attend church meeting.
我看别人唱诗歌唱得那么感动。
I see many people sing hymns and so moved.
我觉得他们都有病。
And I feel that they must have sickness.
但是当我信主的时候，
But after I'm saved，
当基督真的住在我里面的时候，
And when Jesus came to live within my heart，
我不知道为什么，
I don't know what is the reason，
当我在唱诗歌的时候，
And when I'm singing hymns，
当我在擘饼纪念主的时候，
And when I'm breaking the bread remembering the Lord，
当圣灵让我看见那一位纯洁无瑕疵的主为着我这个败坏的人在那里受鞭打、受羞辱、受痛苦的时候，
When I see the Holy sinless Christ there suffering in my place, suffering in my place, there I cannot contain myself.
我的眼泪就流出来。
My tears cannot hold within.
你们大概不知道。
You probably do not know this.
在我没有信主以前。
Before I believe in the Lord Jesus.
村子里的人给我取的外号叫螃蟹。
The people in my village call me the crab.
知道为什么吗？
Do you know why they give me a nickname called crab?
因为我是横着走路的。
Because I walk sideways.
我跟我几个兄弟在村子里走的时候。
And when me and my buddies were walking throughout the village,
如果我发现你在看我
，and I discovered that you were watching me，
我就会瞪你一眼
，then I will just glare back at you。
有什么好看的
？Is anything to look at？
如果你胆敢再看下去
，and if you continue looking at me，
那我一定叫你好看
，then I'll just make sure that you know what you should not looking at me。
我就会跟我的弟兄们说
，I will tell my buddies，
我们贬他一下吧。
Let's go and teach him a lesson。
然后那个人可能就会被我们打得半死，丢在水沟里。
And then we may beat him half dead and throwing in the ditch。
那就是我没有信主的时候的样子。
And that's what I look like before I believe in the Lord Jesus。
我告诉你，跟人家打架不是需要你肌肉很大。
When you are having a fight with someone, you don't need to have strong muscles.
也不需要你拳头很硬。
And also don't need to have very tough face.
你跟别人打架会赢，只要你不怕死。
If you want to win, when fighting with someone, it's only just not to afraid of death.
别人一定打不过你。
Then the other person can never win you.
因为他怕死。
Because he's afraid of death.
你不怕死他就完了。
So if you are not afraid of death, then he will definitely lose.
所以我们打别人的时候很爽的。
And so when we were beating up someone, we were so happy and joyful.
但是有的时候如果我一个人走路呢？
Now what happened if I went alone?
然后碰到另外一群人呢？
And then you come across another group of people.
他们看我不顺眼。
And they also look at me and they don't like me.
然后他们要修理我。
And then so they want to fix me up.
我两个拳头啊。
I only have two fists.
打不过这么多人啊。
You cannot fight against that whole group.
有的时候被他们打在地上就这样子抱着头啊。
And so many times I have to protect myself and my head and crawl on the ground.
请问你痛不痛?
I want to ask you, do you feel the pain?
痛的呀!
Of course it's painful.
你们哪个不相信?等一下我们试一下。
If you don't believe, we can give it a try later.
我告诉你很痛!
I can tell you that it's very painful.
但是我一滴眼泪都不会流下来。
But even so painful, it was not one tear will drop from my eyes.
可是我不知道为什么。
But I do not know why.
到擘饼聚会的时候。
That when I come to the time of breaking of bread.
当我信了主以后。
And after I believe in the Lord Jesus.
我会哭。
I will cry.
所以我要告诉你的。
So what I want to tell you is.
第一。
First,
你要确定你跟耶稣基督有个人的关系。
You need to come to know for sure that you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣不是你爸妈的主。
Because Jesus is not the Lord of your father and mother.
他是你的主。
He is your Lord.
你必须亲自去面对他。
You need to face him personally.
你必须在他的面前真实的降服。
You need to humble or surrender yourself before him.
打开你的心。
And open up your heart.
求他的宝血洗净你所有的罪。
And ask that his precious blood will cleanse you from all sin.
并且用信心接受耶稣的救恩。
And by faith, receive the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
让耶稣基督不但做你的救主，
so that the Lord Jesus not only become your Savior,
并且成为你生命的主宰，
but also become the Lord of your life.
还有第二点，
and that second point,
就是如果你真的是信耶稣的人，
and if you are truly already believe in the Lord Jesus,
你跟耶稣真的是有那个关系。
And you already have a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
那个生命中的关系。
And the relationship of life.
但是因为各种不同的理由。
But because of many other reasons.
你里面变得极为冷淡。
And cause you to become very cold in your heart.
你里面那个新生命已经被世上的罪恶、世界的引诱、肉体的情欲包裹起来。
Because your heart has been surrounded by the corruption in the world for the lust of the flesh.
以至于你对主没有什么反应。
And so you lost the sensitivity towards the Lord.
在这个时候，
Now at this moment,
你要回到主的面前。
You need to return before the Lord.
你要再一次求他释放你。
You need to beg the Lord to liberate you.
更重要的。
And most important.
你要做一个很重要的祷告。
You need to make a very important prayer.
求圣灵把神的爱充满在你里面。
Ask the Holy Spirit to fill your heart with the love of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
基督徒在地上有很多的祷告，上帝是不一定答应的。
As Christians on the earth, there are many prayers God may not answer us.
我以前跟神祷告说，神啊，你让我中彩券。
And I remember many years ago, I would ask God, say, please bless me to win the lottery.
这样我一半奉献给你。
And once I win the lottery, I will offer half of it to you.
另外一半刚好可以还我的债。
And the other half I can use to pay off my debts.
他老人家就不听。
But God never answered my prayer.
当时我很生气。
And at that moment, I was angry.
因为我觉得我是用信心祷告的。
Because I feel that I was praying in faith.
他怎么可以不答应我呢？
Now how can God not answer my prayer of faith?
我现在够老了。
But since I'm old enough,
我回头看，
I turn back and look at myself then.
我千感谢万感谢神那个时候没答应我。
I thousand thanks to God that he never answered my prayer at that time.
如果那个时候他答应我，
If God answered my prayer then,
我属灵的生命一定是一塌糊涂。
Then my spiritual life will be in complete ruin.
但是有一个祷告。
But there's one prayer.
我根据圣经的启示可以告诉你。
And from the revelation of the Bible, I can tell you this.
天父一定答应你的。
And the Heavenly Father always answers you.
那就是当你求圣灵把父的爱充满在你里面。
When you ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with the love of the Heavenly Father.
因为这是父神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
当你根据天父的旨意来祷告的时候，你所求的他必然成就。
When you pray according to God's will, then He will answer you.
当神的爱充满在你里面的时候，
And when the love of God fill your heart,
你讲的所有的这些问题都改变了。
All these questions that you're asking will be completely changed.
这个不是靠你努力可以做来的。
And this is not by your own effort that you can change yourself.
是靠神的恩典能够成就在你身上。
It's by the grace of God doing its work in your heart.
哎呦我的天哪。这张比这张小，两个字是一样多。
One's writing smaller, but the number of words is almost the same.
教会中有些弟兄姐妹说不可以打疫苗。
In the midst of the church, that some brothers and sisters told me I should not take any vaccination.
甚至于小 baby 也不可以打疫苗。
And even say that even as a baby, we should not take any vaccination.
说疫苗就是666。
And told me that vaccination is the mark of 666.
还有人说不要买房子。
And also some tell me do not purchase any property.
尽量买地。
But instead you should purchase more land.
因为当主耶稣要回来的时候。
Because when Jesus returns.
地上会有大饥荒。
Because on the earth there will be great famine.
你自己有地，你可以自己种菜。
Because you have land, enough land, you can grow your own crop.
你怎么看这些事？
What is your view on these things?
圣经中有一句话。
In the Bible, there is this word.
是我蛮有智慧的妻子常常用来提醒我的。
Is my wise wife.Was used quite often to remind me of.
因为我这个人呢，很容易相信别人讲的话。
Because I'm personally very easily believe what other person said.
别人怎么说，我就怎么信。
Whatever they say, I tend to believe them, what they say.
结果给自己惹了不少的麻烦。
And so I got myself into a lot of trouble.
所以我的妻子就常常提醒我。
And so my wife often reminds me.
在箴言里面这样说。
In the book of Proverbs, it tells this. It says this.
愚顽人是话都信。
The fool believes every word that was spoken.
问这个问题的弟兄姐妹。
And the brother or sister that asked this question.
我就拿我妻子教导我的话分享给你。
So I want to use the word that shared by my wife to share with you.
别信这些胡说八道的话。
Don't believe all these things which is not correct.
我要怎么去爱教会里面那一些非常不可爱的人呢？
The question is, how can I love those in the church that are so unlovely?
那些人有的很烦的。
And some of them are really frustrating, annoying.
Annoying. 我没有爱心去爱这种人。
I don't have any love for these people.
除了祷告以外，我还能够做什么呢？
Apart from just praying, what else can I do?
我可以远离他吗？
Can I just stay away from them?
物理学有一个很重要的定律。
There is a very correct physical principle.
叫做作用力跟反作用力是一样大的。
There is the force and the And the responding force is equal, action or reaction is equal force.
听过吗?
Have you heard this?
这个在人际关系中是非常真实的。
And this also is very true in human relationship.
你有 70% 讨厌一个人。
Maybe there's 70% that you dislike that person.
那个人也一定有 70% 讨厌你。
And that person must have 70% dislike you.
你觉得爱他好难呐。
You feel that it's so difficult for you to love that person.
他也肯定觉得爱你好难哦。
He also feels the same way. It's difficult to love you.
我现在没有爱心，怎么去爱这样的人呢?
If I don't have any love, how can I love such a person?
我能够给你什么建议呢?
What advice can I share with you?
非常明显你知道要祷告。
And obviously, it's clear that you know that you need to pray.
因为你说除了祷告以外嘛。
Because you say, apart from praying,
意思就是你会很迫切地为这个事情祷告嘛。
So that you will pray hard about this matter.
那除了祷告以外你可以做什么呢?
Then apart from prayer, what else can you do?
可以远离他吗?
Can you just stay away from him?
我可以这样跟你说。
I can tell you in this way.
你明明知道你很讨厌这个人。
So you know for sure that you dislike that person.
你如果没有特别笨的话你也应该知道这个人也很讨厌你。
So if you're not foolish, then you always know that person also dislike you.
所以除了祷告以外你要做的第一件事不要再说任何的话不要再做任何的事让那个人更讨厌你。
So apart from praying, don't do anything or say anything to increase the dislike in that person.
对吧?
Is that right?
你不能够解决问题,但是你不要制造更多的问题嘛。
If you can't solve the problem, then don't create a bigger problem.
所以你跟这个人保持一点距离不是坏事。
So if you stay in a distance with that person, it's not a bad thing.
你保持距离的目的是为着不会让问题更严重。
The reason you stay away is so that the problem will not become bigger,
greater. 而不是你放弃了这个人。
It's not that you have let go of that person.
你要继续的求主给你爱心。
You need to continue to ask the Lord to fill you with His love.
以至于神能够做人不能做的事。
To a point when God can do what is impossible to man.
这根手指头是不是我身上的肢体?
And this finger, is it not the member of my body?
是不是?
Is it mine?
是哈。
Yes.
它跟这几个手指头的关系怎么样?
What is its relationship to the other fingers?
很亲密，对不对?
They are very close together.
他们常常要一起做事，对不对?
Because they are very close and doing things together.
我这个手指头跟我的屁股关系怎么样?
But what is about this finger towards my bottom?
还是有一点远吧?
There's a bit of distance there.
OK 吗?
Do you say OK?
为什么我这个手指头要坚持它跟别的手指头的关系要跟我屁股的关系一样呢?
So how can you want to say that the relationship, the closeness of this finger with other finger must be maintained the same close relationship with your back?
听懂我在讲什么吗?
Do you understand the example I'm trying to teach? Say.
懂得设立界限。
When we know to set a boundary,
不要制造更多的问题,
and not to create a bigger problem,
也不要期待你跟每一个人的关系是同样的亲密,
and you cannot expect to have the same closeness in relation with everyone.
但是你可以求主给你恩典，你对每一个人都愿意爱他，为他好，求主祝福他。
But yet you can ask that the Lord will put in your heart that you wish that person well and also that you will not dislike them.
这是你可以做的。
You can do that.
我很谢谢有弟兄看他的表提醒我说我已经超过五分钟了。
I can see that a brother is reminding me that time has passed by 5 minutes.
所以我们今天就停在这里。
So today we will stop here.